Okay, there was a question about those that received the Holy Spirit after they had faith in Jesus Christ versus those that received the Holy Spirit when they put their faith in Christ. Pentecost is the inception of, or the beginning of that, when people put their faith in Jesus Christ at the same time they receive the Holy Spirit. We see in Acts chapter 2, when Peter was preaching the gospel to those that were saved on that event, 3,000 souls came to Christ. They were added to the Lord. They were added to the church. They were added to the Lord. So when they believed, that's when they received the Holy Spirit. Those disciples that were waiting in the upper room and told by the Lord in Luke chapter 24, and you wait in Jerusalem till you're clothed with power on high. We saw in John 20, he breathed on them, said, receive the Holy Spirit. That was anticipatory. So that group of disciples that received the Holy Spirit first in that upper room, they received the Holy Spirit after they believed. They're the only group, because they're in transition from being under the old covenant, being with Jesus, until Jesus came to be in them. So that's a unique group. There at Samaria, that was a unique group, because the Samaritans were in conflict with the Jews. They couldn't receive the Holy Spirit apart from being subject to the apostles and to the laying on of hands. That's a unique group. There are no separate Samaritans today that fit that category. The third group that received the Holy Spirit after a knowledge of Jesus Christ were John the Baptist's disciples, which there were a few of them still remaining there in Acts chapter 19. And that's when Paul says, did you receive the Holy Spirit after you believed? That's what some translations say. But the participle in Greek is, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Because that's what he expected. Well, when you believe, that's when you receive the Holy Spirit from Pentecost on. He says, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And so then they received, John's disciples received a subsequent baptism. But the norm, as we saw in Corinthians, of course, as we see throughout the epistles, we saw in Ephesians 1, that from Acts 2 and 3, 4 to Pentecost, we see that the expectation, the norm is that when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. And so in the emphasis that we saw today, in the concluding chapter, is that the reality of who Christ is, from being with them and walking on earth and even in resurrection, that in that manifestation of who he is, then that reality is to become true in us. And that's what Sparks was seeking to bring home to us in this whole message, is where are we in relationship with this Christ in resurrection. He talked about those areas in our life that the Holy Spirit would point out and indicate to us that are obstructions to participating in Christ in his resurrection life and manifesting that life. And I think if we actually hear what was being said there, that should be very convicting, or it gives the Lord the opportunity to point out those things where, okay, we need more grace to be empowered to come into alignment with that which is according to Christ. I can see that this is not according to Christ in my life, and I now am coming to you, and I want this in my life corrected. I submit to you so that in my life that is not according to Christ, whether you eat or you drink, do all to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, it says in 1 Corinthians 10. So I think the benefit of reading what we just we read today in this 13th chapter is it's a checkup to see, you know, where we are in terms of that life that is the risen life of the Lord Jesus Christ dominating us and being manifest in our life. So we obviously know none of us are arrived, and hopefully this is an exercise that we need to be reaching higher and allow the Lord to have more of us. So I'll put this on.